This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Talks have broken down again between National Hockey League players and owners, which means the lockout continues. The NHL says the league is losing between $18 and $20 million a day. So what are fans spending their money on instead? Here's reporter Chris Berube.
Carolyn Coburn is one of the biggest hockey fans you'll ever meet. She has New York Rangers stuff all over her house and her office. She has dreams about hockey players, not even famous ones. So where is Carolyn on a Saturday, a day she usually dedicates to hockey?
Right now we're at the New York Historical Society in the Upper West Side.
In 1664, the English seize New Amsterdam, change its name to New York.
Is this a place you would go normally?
You know, I live in the Upper West Side. I have meant to come to the New York Historical Society for several years, but I never actually got it together to go.
Since the NHL players were locked out in October, Carolyn's been spending money on lots of things that she wouldn't normally. She paid $15 for the museum ticket, and earlier this week, she went to a Broadway show. Economists call this behavior the substitution effect, and they say that it's common. Victor Matheson is a sports economist at College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts.
We just don't see 20,000 people every night sitting, huddling at home with the lights out, not eating dinner, not doing anything.
Of course, there are business winners and losers. Moneris, a company that tracks credit and debit card information, released a study this week about the effects of the lockout in Canada. In Winnipeg, where the NHL Jets are the main sports draw, sales at bars and restaurants near the arena are down more than 20%. Meanwhile, the Manitoba Theatre, Royal Winnipeg Ballet, and local cinemas have all reported higher ticket sales than last year. In the end, Matheson says, it all evens out.
When we go back and actually look at the economies of cities that have lost sports teams, what we found is no compelling evidence that strikes have had any negative impact.
That's cold comfort for hockey fans like Carolyn.
But I'm not like, oh, I'm at the New York Historical Society. This is the same thrill I get when the Rangers win in overtime. Not quite.
Even if you can substitute something for your favorite game, you can't really replace it. In New York, I'm Chris Berube for Marketplace.